The campaign.
The worst hurricane response.
Heats up.
So you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
you and
Vice
I
President.
Both know what I'm talking
I actually
about.
Don't. What are you talking about?
Every move, every breaking event.
I get the right spin on the sky.
This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, baby. That's the sound of the weekend. It is here. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. No, never. Let's put my feet up. Just want to chill. Good morning. Another beautiful day in paradise, my friends. Are we blessed or what? We've got some decisions to make, and we need to explain some things. I want to make sure that people know I'm never talking down to you, especially when I'm talking about language on a ballot. I'm talking about how deceptive and how they purposefully try to twist things around. And here to really bring this point forward and help to explain, hopefully in simpler terms, Stafford Jones, former REC chair from Alachua County. Good morning, Stafford. How you doing?
I'm living the dream, as always.
You are? Staying busy?
Yeah, staying really busy. I'm ready for this election cycle to end.
You have a schmooze tour that's almost, I would say, close to what Greg, you see him everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
Are
you guys in a contest?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We just show up with the same stuff.
Maybe you can split up and cover more territory.
We should carpool.
There you go. Hey, let's talk about this very important issue that is going to be on the ballot. It's a ballot initiative. I keep calling it an amendment, and that's wrong. Sorry. This ballot initiative, and it's termed at-large voting. And so I'm going to let you take it away, Stafford. Explain what this means.
Well, if you remember, back in 2022, we had a ballot initiative that was put on by the Florida legislature that actually followed Florida statute. The language of the ballot initiative followed Florida statute and asked the county voters if they wanted to go to single-member districts. And what that meant was the people in your district get to vote for your representative from that district, and people on the other side of the county didn't get to vote for your representative from your district, which is better for the districts. They get better representation. People that are from their pool of voters and have the same concerns that they have. So the voters voted to support single member districts. Well, the county, the entrenched commissioners who were concerned about their entrenched power, didn't like that vote of voters. So what they did is they turned around and put it right back on the ballot, flipped the language over, probably in an effort to confuse the voters. The language is not compliant with Florida statute.
And a judge even ruled such.
So theoretically, it won't count. But the county has said, okay, well, we're going to spend your tax dollars fighting against you in court, and we're going to appeal this. We're going to challenge it. So the county is this item remains on the ballot. Theoretically, it won't count. So we still want voters to go back and say this time, whereas 2 years ago it was yes, this time it's no. We don't want to go back to the entrenched county's way of voting. We don't want to go back to at-large voting.
You had a great example where, and we don't have to name the candidates per se, but say you have a candidate from a certain district who, when you tabulate the votes, didn't win their own district, didn't win it, and it wasn't even close, yet they win overall because back then they counted all the votes from every district. So, whoever has a majority, say the Democrats in this area have a majority, chances are you're going to get mostly, if not all, left of center folks that are going to represent them on the county commission.
Yeah, that's right. And so, look, this vote is not about, getting Republicans on. This was a bipartisan vote of the voters at large in the county. It's not about getting Republicans on the county commission. It's about getting a county commission that looks more like the voters at large in the various districts. Okay, and so in the specific example that you're talking about, one of our current county commissioners, when he was challenged in a primary by a black Democrat, a reasonably moderate black Democrat, a very well-respected person. The white liberal won countywide. But the moderate black Democrat beat him in the district by 24 points.
So the people in the district are the what? They're basically their voices were, you know, didn't matter. In other words, their vote didn't matter.
That is correct. The people their voices didn't matter, and so look, our country was set up by the founders as a representative democracy. It's a republic, a representative democracy, and it was founded on the principles of kind of a single member districts. We do have senators elected at large in the state, but our congressional representatives at the founding of the country were in districts inside the states, and our founding fathers said that that was the better way to go, and it has proved successful time after time. And I will tell you the other thing is single member districts is you know, there has been a shift over the years for municipalities and counties across the country to move to single member districts. And everywhere people try it, everywhere people move to single member districts, they succeed. Whenever people try to go back from single member districts back to at-large voting, it never succeeds. By and large, voters across the country want single member districts. Look, I'm actually with the NAACP on this one. The National NAACP actually calls at-large voting a scheme that doesn't allow minorities to choose the representation of their choice, right? And the same thing happens in the Florida legislature. You see, when we redistrict in the Florida legislature, the Democrats produce districts that reduce minority representation, and Republicans produce districts that increase minority representation. And somehow people aren't figuring this out. No, single-member districts in this county is better for this county. On this ballot initiative, people need to vote no.
That's very interesting that you bring up the NAACP, because that's exactly this whole, the way the system, our system, is designed. It is designed in such a way that we avoid mob rule.
That's right.
We avoid mob rule because we're founded on individual rights. Well, your individual rights will go away very quickly if mob rule is instituted. Because if I don't like the way you look or the religion that you have or anything else about you, and I have a bunch of people on my side, guess what? All of a sudden, you don't have any rights. You're not going to hold office. I mean, you're going to literally become a second-class citizen.
That's correct, Bob. And you mentioned mob rule, that the country was essentially founded to prevent mob rule. That's why it is a republic. That is why it is a representative democracy subdivided into districts. Our county is big enough. You know, these liberals trying to make the case that, well, we're just not big enough for that. No, that's absolutely not true. This county is big enough and diverse enough to properly be subdivided into single member districts so that each area of the county can get representation that is responsive to their voice and responsive to their specific needs. Look, Newberry is not like Hawthorne. Jonesville is not like the Duck Pond or is not like Noonan's Lake. Archer is not like Alachua, okay?
Yeah,
the areas of the county are very, very different and deserve representation that is responsive to them.
And do you know offhand what the overall county budget is that the Alachua County Commission is, you know, in charge of?
Actually, no, not off the top of my head.
I think I heard a number was, I don't know, $700 million, $600 or $700 million.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So to say it is too small for single member districts is absurd. That's a lot of money. And what you just said, the needs of one district may be very, very different than another district. You know, I was going to use Tioga, the needs and wants there versus, you know, anywhere on the east side. You said Hawthorne. Yeah, they're going to be different, and they should be, you know, dealt with in that kind of fashion. But when you have at-large voting, if you're not in the majority, you're not in it at all.
With at-large voting, you have a select group of people in downtown Gainesville picking for everybody. And that's how that commissioner won that election instead of the people in the district winning the election.
Yep. So at-large voting, when you see that on the ballot, it is a giant no.
A big no. No
vote. People work too hard to make it right and fair and good. And the power-hungry people on the commission, they want to go back to the old way when they had all the power and control. This gives a little bit more power and control to the people. The way it should be.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely correct. So that's what we need this time around. Vote no. 2 years ago it was yes. Don't get confused. This time it is vote no. No, no, no.
At-large voting, no. Got it. Stafford Jones, always a pleasure. Good to see you. Stay busy and stay safe, and welcome to Grandpa Hood.
I'm loving Grandpa Hood.
Right on, me too.
Thank you.
All right, 9:17. We've got a ton of stuff to get to. We got about 30 minutes before we do things that make you smile. Start thinking about some upbeat, positive thoughts on 97.3 The Sky. Fact check. Fact check.
Yes.
You know the problem with the fact check?
What's that?
Who's checking the fact checker?
Mm.
You know, who's judging the judge?
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, some of it can be useful information. I'll explain in a moment. It is 9:22, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. Gators are off because they're getting ready for the big game against Georgia and Jacksonville next weekend. But World Series action begins tonight with the Yankees taking on the Dodgers in L.A. That should be a pretty good World Series, just a guess there. But, yeah, little bit of... Get your mind off of, what have we got, 11 days till Election Day?
Oh, I know.
And then, you know, it's going to be like, it's going to be just like a pending hurricane. Like, it's going to be here and gone soon. No, it will never get here. It's a turtle. And then when it finally gets here, it'll be like, yeah, so what were the results? Yeah. Technology. We're an advanced society. We used to knew in hours after the polls closed who the next president was.
But how is that even possible, the technology?
I don't know.
And then it would show up on the front page of the newspaper the next morning.
Yeah.
But now we have to wait days.
Right. By the way, this is what I was talking about, fact-checking the fact-checkers. I got this off of Wesh in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
The vote no on three group. Is spending millions of dollars to fight the passage of the proposed change in Florida's Constitution that would allow for recreational marijuana in the Sunshine State. We are getting the facts on a new commercial that begins. Giant corporations don't do things out of the goodness of their hearts. They do things to make money, and that's exactly why they wrote Amendment 3. Before we go too deep into the fact-checking article, let's get this part out of the way. Of course, it's a fact that corporations are in the business to make money. So, yeah, to most of us, yeah, that shouldn't necessarily be huge.
Yeah.
But it is a part of it. The ad continues. Marijuana mega corporations spent $60 million putting Amendment 3 on your ballot. Did they? Yeah, it's mostly true.
Oh.
They spent a lot.
Yeah.
The state's largest medical marijuana manufacturer and dispenser, Trulieve, T-R-U-L-I-E-V-E, Trulieve, raised most of the money that the Smart and Safe, that's the name of the political committee, is spending. But other cannabis firms are chipping in millions of dollars, too. So far, $94 million has been raised. That was as of September the 6th, by the way. The ad that's against three says it entrenches their monopoly, bans homegrown pot, and gives special license to select corporations. Now, according to this, it says it's a fact that you won't be able to grow your own because it's illegal under federal law, except in states that have passed recreational marijuana laws. It's also a fact that passing the amendment does not ban homegrown pot. It simply doesn't address it. As the ballot language reads, Amendment 3 would grant the right to state-licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and redistribute such products and accessories. So, again, that still leads to a little bit of confusion. It doesn't address it that you can't, but it doesn't say that you can, which I don't like that sense of confusion either. The ad continues. Amendment 3 isn't the marijuana amendment. It's the monopoly amendment. According to this, they say, well, that claim is false. By definition, a monopoly is when one company dominates an industry with its product. In this case, with other cannabis companies investing millions in the Yes on 3 campaign, all would benefit from recreational marijuana. That's what Channel 2, their people, are saying. If endorsements matter, Governor Ron DeSantis and most top Republican leaders oppose recreational marijuana. But notably, former state GOP chair Florida Senator Joe Gruters and former President Donald Trump say they are voting for Amendment 3. So anyway, this I just gathered some information on that. And look, if you've got anything that you can add to this discussion, by all means. And I made it no secret. I was not sure what I was going to do. And being honest and truthful, I have to say I did vote against it. One of the reasons why was because it didn't include the homegrown thing. And honestly, the other part of it was, do we really need more and greater access to, you know, things that affect your mind, alter your mind and your thinking? And I know it's still out there anyway.
So why encourage more?
Yeah. And I get it that people that are for it, that, you see, here's the quandary. If you said, here's the amendment, Florida's going to get out of the take you to jail marijuana business. In other
words,
you know, small amounts for your own personal consumption, you know. We don't care. We don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Then, see, I would be more open to that because that pulls government out of it. And you know what else it does?
That's a different bill, though.
Well, you know what else it does?
What's that?
It really reduces the profit margins of the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when things are, you know, maybe not scarce, but illegal, it drives up, you know, the price. Like, you could get caught. I won't take this risk unless I can make X, right? But when you take away all that risk and the penalties involved, guess what? All of a sudden, the profits are going to go away. And if you can grow some in your backyard, certainly in Florida, well, you can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Certainly you could. And then guess what? You're worried about it being clean and pure and not laced with fentanyl. Well, if you grew it, Bozo, you'd know exactly what's in it, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think they blew it. And part of it is we've got in some ways, the legislators in Tallahassee, I'll call it like it is, they're gutless. They don't want to deal with these issues that could upset some of their base. All they had to do was say, we're out of the enforcement business on weed. It's so prevalent. It's, you know, it's stupid. And then you'll have some little governments that'll pick and choose, and they'll punish the kid that gets caught with one little thing while there's people smoking meth a mile away because it's easy pickings. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on, man. Anyway, do as you see fit. I always say that. It is 9:29. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about some positive, upbeat thoughts. More headlines on the way. 97.3 The Sky. Alrighty then. Happy Friday. Good morning. It's 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we were talking about Amendment 3, the weed amendment, the pros and cons. It's really hard to get solid, truthful information. I did my best to some fact finding via WESH out of Orlando. They're usually pretty good on a lot of that stuff. And my rub was, you know, a big corporation, which apparently they're saying is not necessarily true. A big corporation has spent a lot of money. They already do a lot of business in Florida. That's the Trulieve. Apparently, they're one of the few that can provide the medicinal marijuana. So they're already here theoretically, and already they have a presence and already making money. I wanted it codified, but, you know, you could grow a certain amount for yourself if you chose to. That, to me, you know, gets government out of it completely. Now you're going to have government oversight because they're going to watch this company, make sure, oh, yeah, what are your best practices, right? 877-975-9825 if you want to get in on this. And let's talk to Hangman. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, a good friend of mine I served with in the military, he went to the DEA. I always asked him about this issue, but he said, you know, it's always going to be a negative because there's no way to detect when someone actually ingested, you know, that took a joint or took a bong hit or whatever. I mean, because it lasts in your body for, you know, days. And if you're a chronic user, then it could be for 30 days. So that's why the government doesn't, you know, want to approve it. And states, I mean, how are they going to actually detect? I mean, they have to, you know, look in their eyes and smell it in their car or do whatever. But
well, yeah, look, and I appreciate that information, and I think you're right. You mentioned the chronic, some chronic of the nature, but that apparently has increased quite a bit. There's a lot of people that use marijuana every day. That's got to be a problem and an issue psychologically, physiologically. But anyway, besides that, if you're driving erratically, you're going to get pulled over. And you could automatically, there's a careless driving ticket, let's say. If you're driving erratically, crossing the lines, whatever. Then the cop will have to ascertain, is there something else going on? Like you said, smell, glassy eyes, whatever. Then they would do a field sobriety test. If you pass the field sobriety test, even if you are a little high, which shouldn't be a problem, but you got pulled over to begin with. So there's probably an issue there. If there's an issue there, hopefully it will be detected with the, you know, the field sobriety test. But yeah, you have to have probable cause. You know, if you weren't driving like an idiot, you wouldn't get pulled over. You wouldn't be in this
right.
this mess.
Uh-huh.
So that's just an aspect of what could be, which is a complicated scenario. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Terry, you're on.
Well, one thing I would compare this to would be the home distillation. You can buy liquor anytime you want, but if you get caught with a still, you could go to prison for 5 years. And it comes down to the taxes that they're going to charge these people. So it's going to bring more money in for the state. So I believe, you know, the state wants it to happen so it can bring more taxes in.
Oh yeah, always. So, yes, I'm with you on the tax. The revenuers would chase you down when you're making shine. But remember, they were selling that for profit. If you're growing homegrown, that's for you. If you want to give it to your friends, whatever. But you're not selling it. That's part of the problem. Now, I don't know about building a still itself, if that is against the law to process alcohol. It's when you go to sell it that I believe the problem is. Like, you can make your own homemade beer, right?
Right.
But if you go to try to sell it, you're going to run into trouble.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Right. The government wants their piece, of course. All right. Let's go to Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I actually think there might also be a gun grab aspect to this whole Florida Amendment 3 thing, in the sense that since you can only buy through stores, they're going to be checking ID, and then they're going to kind of look back and try to, like, determine and try to put a prohibition on you buying firearms thereafter. So we got to keep an eye on that, too.
Yeah, well, that's already a slippery slope,
mm-hmm.
because this federal firearms charges.
Yes,
but, you know, well, you say on the form,
mm-hmm.
you know, that do you use any illicit substances?
Right.
So, yeah, you're getting into already another gray area that, depending on who's in power, could be used against gun owners.
A little cross reference.
Yeah,
it could happen.
Yeah. But Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Jeff, you're on.
Hey, a couple of jumbled points. Number one, I can grow safer weed than the government can. Point number one. Point number two. Point number two is that all they got to do is make it illegal for you to have it in your car. If a cop pulls you over and he smells weed, you have to declare it. You have to give it up. If you don't give it up, then the same penalties for weed applies. It's really so simple that it makes no sense why, or actually it does make sense because of all the money reasons and aspects of it. But it's just so simple. You can't grow a field of it, but you should be able to grow you know, three or four plants. I shouldn't be able to sell it to my friend, but I, you know, if I sold some to a cop, that's bad. If I sell a little bit to a friend because he needs some, so what? I could give it to him if I wanted to.
You know, you just made me think of another issue. So you have your friends over, and you're a nice guy, and, you know, you would give them a beer normally, but, hey, you want a little bit of this? And you do a little bit of this and that. Then the guy gets in a wreck on the way home, and he goes, hey, that's your fault, man. You gave me that stuff. I had no idea how strong it was.
Well, Dr. John's brother killed, you know.
Like yeah, by somebody who was under the influence of that. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Nostradamus.
Hey, Bob, I'm down here picking pecans right now in the back of my in the valley. And I heard Mark, and, you know, it's not going to be illicit if it's legal. So no one's going to come after your guns for having weed. So, and the thing is, they want, you know, people can go to the liquor store. If I want to go get some 100-proof bourbon, I can stop by and get it and relax in the evening or whatever and look out over my beautiful valley. But people, they don't want people to be able to pick what they want to, you know, enjoy. So it's about control is what it is. And if it was, I would rather have it be legal to grow if someone wants. I don't even use the stuff. But I think as adults, we should be able to do what we want to do. That way, and it's illegal to drive inebriated. And you had a guy call the other day and said, I think it was a sheriff, and he said that you know, the biggest problem they see is people driving on a prescription medication. So
yeah, but don't use arguments of other intoxicants and how they're bad to try to make a point out. See, it's not as bad in your opinion. So that's not making the case. And the thing about, you know, the alcohol is, you have a great example. Hey, if I'm home in the confines of my home, you know, I'm relaxing. I should be able to do that. And if it's alcohol, I can do that. But here's the problem. Alcohol is going to be in your system for so many hours. You're going to wake up the next day. You might have a hangover or whatever. But unless you really drink a lot, you're probably going to be least functional. And with the marijuana, you might not feel high at all. Maybe you're not. But, you know, it is in your system. So, I don't know. It just gets more complicated. I get the part about the personal freedom aspect of it, and that is an internal wrestling match for me. You know, hey, libertarian, let me put what I choose to put in my body, and I'll take the ramifications or the impacts of it, and I will make, you know, the decisions not to get behind the wheel of an automobile if I'm in an altered state. So I like the idea of that. And I guess if I say, yeah, but can everybody else handle it? You could make that whole same argument about firearms. So,
well, that's true, too.
Yeah, it is a quandary.
But the whole thing of everybody else handling it, it's very obvious, especially Gainesville, we'll just say. Walk through a parking lot. Obviously, everyone can't control themselves when it comes to pot because you smell it everywhere already.
Yeah, but
everywhere.
Yeah, but you got to understand that you can get THC in cookies,
in
edibles. There's so many other ways that you can get the THC in your system without having to smoke it and have that smell everywhere and all that.
My point is, they're doing it everywhere already. Are you going to make that easier to do? That was my point.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It is
so
everywhere.
It's already there.
Why make it worse? Just a thought.
Look, and this is one of those issues where, it would be nice to just, let's go to the eight ball. I guess that's a bad reference. You can go to some authority and they go, this is the absolute truth. It's not. It involves way too much in terms of human behavior. Let's go to Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Bob, you're on the air.
Making the marijuana legal puts into the minds of the youngsters that it is okay to use it. And so they know that marijuana is a doorway to using harder drugs. So by labeling it illegal, you're telling the kids that it's okay to use it. And besides that, how about the tar in your throat? They don't want you to smoke. Here they're telling you okay to smoke. Okay, thank you.
Bye. Yeah, hey, again, you know, great points. Great points, and I don't think there's any easy answers. I mean, let's be honest. Man has searched for, you know, an alternative feeling since the beginning of time. I mean, you know, beer was invented, or the fermentation and consumption of things that produced alcohol have been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do we need to add to it? What is it? Oh, by the way, the gateway thing, that's really, no. You could say drinking milk leads to drug use because almost everybody on drugs drank milk at one time. It's not as the gateway argument is not a great one. The kid argument of saying,
oh, yeah.
Well, if it's legal, see, that's how. But that's part of the brainwashing.
Yeah.
If the government told me that it's okay, then I'm going to do it. Not the government's not getting in the way of you doing it, but they're also not saying it's good or okay. But by making it legal, I understand, you know, the guy's argument.
Sure. Oh, I would definitely go along with that one because kids are looking for a reason to get by with anything anyway. Well, it's not illegal. I'm just a little young. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How about this?
Yeah.
You're self-medicating. There's a hole in your heart. Turn to Jesus. Never once has Jesus ever gave me a hangover and ruined the next day.
Well, there's a positive.
Thank you, Jesus.
There you go.
All right. Hey, you ready for things to make you smile?
I'm ready.
If that hasn't already. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, upbeat, non-political thoughts, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Another day in paradise and another chance to be thankful for what you have. In that spirit, it's Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Kaz. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. God blessed us with a beautiful, beautiful weekend here. And this is good Harley weather. My neighbor did have some serious surgery, and I'm going to make her and her husband excellent food. I am so excited to do that for her and help her and her little kitties and doggies too. So that makes me happy, and I'm smiling, and I love you guys, and have a safe, beautiful weekend. God bless and love you.
Well, God bless you too. Thank you. Vaughn, what's making you smile?
Almost 4 years ago, I called and I said my daughter-in-law and my daughter were with child, and we're coming up on 4 years. They're only 40 days apart, my two oldest grandsons, and they'll be four, and one of them has a 2.5-year-old little brother, and my daughter has a 2-year-old little girl. So I have four grandkids now, and they're the biggest blessing in my wife and I's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jeff, what's making you smile?
What's making me smile is when people don't push their personal fake God on others. Jesus just killed dozens of children and babies in two hurricanes. Thank you, God.
All right, thank
and
you.
You're an idiot. Okay.
Let's go to Ralph. What's making you smile?
Thank you.
Good morning. It's an absolutely beautiful day, and I just stopped at Santa Fe College and did early voting, and I was in and out in about two minutes and 40 seconds. No wait. Please, everybody go vote.
I've heard that's a great location to go to. Yeah. It's quick.
Yeah. Yeah. In early voting, it's not always the same as your precinct where you have it on election day. So be aware of that. But yeah, sooner you get it done, the better. Come on. I love it. Hey, thanks for your participation, all except for one bozo on Things That Make You Smile. And don't go away. Coming up next, the smoking gun. You know, like how it smokes in hell. Yeah, the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoe GTR is next.
Mark Levin.
I don't want these people in office anymore.
Weeknights at 6.
I don't want them destroying our country anymore. I don't want their inhumanity, their anarchy, their chaos anymore. I don't want their anti-Americanism.
97.3.
Enough already.
The Sky.
Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So, this young woman, Amber Matthews, is 23, and she got really angry and political. She didn't like these flags. She tore them down. She starts screaming at the people. There's genocide going on, tearing down these blue and white flags and getting all excited. And authorities couldn't really figure out what the heck had taken place. Well, This girl has a presence on TikTok and couldn't help herself. Months later, she posted something about it when she realized yelling Free Palestine and all that was kind of silly. And the flag she tore down because, well, she was in the middle of a Greek restaurant. Yeah. She ordered a gyro with a side of stupid. And that's your smoking gun. The smoking gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your whole family. Stay safe.